lady's house.
Mm-hmm.
I sold it.
Mm.
I sold it to a friend of mine. I well sold it to Betty LeDay's sister, Ann Knitmeyer, to marry Dr. Knitmeyer's son, Bill. You know her, don't you?
Yeah.
You know Dr. Knitmeyer now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Betty LeDay's sister, Ann, married Dr. Knitmeyer's oldest son, Bill. And Bill Knitmeyer and Ann bought Daddy's house. And they're not living in it. They're living with Mrs. Knitmeyer. You remember Miss Knitmeyer?
Mm-hmm.
She's getting pretty old.
Who?
Mrs. Knitmeyer.
Oh, yeah, physically.
She
was pretty old and...
Right, she must be about 87 or 88.
You know, because, you know, she was getting like that when that one was.
They used to come see you
she
all the time,
didn't
they?
She used to come see her every summer. Yeah. And they used to come see me.
I thought they used to come see you once a week.
Mm-hmm.
She used to go read Francois's mail to him, I think, didn't she?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's just almost blind now herself. She can't see. And Em and Bill live with her and take care of her. But they bought Daddy's house. But they're not living in it. Their son, Paul, and his wife are living in it. And I think Em and Bill want to live in it maybe after Mrs. Knitmeyer passes on. But right now they letting Paul live in it. And they're living with Mrs. Knitmeyer and Dr. and Mrs. Knitmeyer's house. Well, these are some pictures that you painted that I bought from you a long time ago. I thought maybe I'd bring them down here and we'd talk about them. I know you know that one.
Sad tonight.
That's sad tonight.
Sure, Mr. Sad tonight.
What, where is that building?
Where?
That building right there. Whose place is that?
That's Merrill Place.
Down
at the book.
What did they call it?
I called it Matoire Place down
there. Right. And you called it what?
Bubba.
Bubba. And that's still down there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
there. That's down there, this side of where you used
to. Yeah, it is there.
Right. And what's that right there in the front?
That's a fan in the window.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
That laying down there drunk.
Which, what, that lady? Oh, that man.
That man.
That man, he's still drinking, though.
Yeah, and they're fighting there.
Those two ladies?
Mm-hmm.
What they fighting over?
Well, they fighting over that man, I
reckon. I expect so. I don't know why.
And this is where they shot this, and he stabbed this one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah.
And his wife was drinking, and he stood at him pulling the bottle out of her mouth. He hit it with his fist and broke it, you see that?
Mm-hmm, I see. That's that lady in that red dress.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bet that hurt her mouth when he hit that bottle.
She said, I know it hurt it. And he poured another drink.
Mm-hmm.
She fell out trying to drunk this. She fell out drunk and look a bottle on the side.
Mm-hmm. But it looks like it's empty.
And he's shooting at that man, Yama. And he's behind the tree, now he's falling out.
Yeah. What's this lady here in this blue dress doing for this other one?
The wife and her mouth trying to get her through.
Trying to get her up again.
Yeah, she's drunk.
Mm-mm. There's a whole lot of drinking going on. That one's sitting up on the tree, I think. It's got drinking one bottle and got another one ready, too.
Yeah, that's a what you call a drunker, that. She got a fifth sitting on her lap.
Mm-hmm.
And she have a glass with her.
Mm-hmm.
The man standing behind her, he drank it.
Do people down here on the plantation still do a lot of Saturday night drinking and fighting like they used to, Clementine?
They don't fight exactly like they used to, but they drink. They don't fight like they used to. Fight and shoot, they don't do that much no more.
Mm-hmm.
But they does it, but not often.
Wonder why they don't do it as much as they used to.
I don't know, they just. Some of them gone away from here, some of them left here. You know, they all ain't here.
Yeah.
They all most went to Texas. Now, hardly none of them live here. Just a few of them. But when they come here from Texas, they do the same thing. They do the same thing.
I guess a long time ago when y'all worked out in the fields all during the week, then Saturday night was a big night then, wasn't it?
That was a big night, yeah. Everybody to have fun when they wasn't running.
What you mean?
From the bullet. People be shooting all around that place. Mm-hmm. Better try to get out there.
Did you ever go down there on Saturday night?
Ooh. Went down to Saturday night and run like I don't know what. I went there one night. One Saturday night, they shooting so much all over the place. When I did got out of that place, I fell down. When I fell, I got up and you talking about running. I never did went back no more. Said they'll never get you out to kill me in that place. Mm-hmm. Say, what I look like them shooting me in a jerk place. I used to like to hear them play that music. Mm-hmm. And I used to go there and drink my head off. Drank it too. But I never would make no racket or nothing. Mm. But I drank. After that, I bet you I got my drink and stayed to my house. Never went back there no more.
Has there always been a place like that around here when you were, when you and Manuel were living?
Well, when me and Manuel were living there.
Was there a juke place then?
No, there wasn't there. Sometime. Mm. It had one across the river, y'all know about the church. Boss had always seen them.
Yeah. Mm.
He used to have one, but the people would mostly make it in their house. Mm-hmm. They'd cook that, make their whiskey at home in the house. They'd cook it in the house when the Lord wouldn't catch it.
Yeah.
But they'd cook it.
Did you ever make it?
Uh-uh. My husband made it. Mm-hmm. Manuel made it.
Well, did he make beer or wine or?
No, whiskey.
Made whiskey?
Uh-huh. Made whiskey. That was good whiskey, too.
Well, did y'all make it to sell, or you just made it to drink yourself?
No, he made it to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
He sold it.
Did the law ever get after y'all?
Yeah. We got out of some kind of way. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, the people used to make that whiskey. I reckon some of them might be making it now in some place, you know. Homemade whiskey.
My daddy used to talk about people making moonshine whiskey back when he was a young man,
mm-hmm.
long time ago. He used to talk about people going blind from drinking it sometimes.
Yes,
you know anybody go blind from drinking?
Some of them, I don't know, but some of them went blind looking at TV. Look at it so hard, mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the TV back when y'all were making whiskey.
No, not when they were making whiskey.
Mm-mm. That's come along since.
It was better than now. Only people had better time than now. Them time there, people were better than now.
Well, you know, they still do an awful lot of Saturday night partying down that dairy right now, I think,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they're doing a heap of killing down there.
Didn't I read in the paper where somebody got killed down there last week or so?
Yeah, there was some. I believe it was Sunday Florida.
Mm. When I pass that place, there's always a bunch of cars.
They kill all kind there. I don't like to go. I don't like to even pass them.
Why do that people have to fight and shoot and
knife each other? I don't know.
They're
them people. That man that would kill her down there. They had been angry for 5 years. Every once in a while they're trying to meet, they hold up the same old thing. And that one time they finished with it. One of them stayed in helicopter and one of them in Sweetport. The one that killed him in Sweetport. So, looked like the person been mad that long, looked like the water been done got fleeced.
Yeah.
But they didn't, they'd hunt it up every time. Must have been something mighty bad.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. People have to act like that.
I mean, I wouldn't try to act like that. I mean, nothing.
Clementine, here's another picture, and I guess this is one of my favorites.
That cotton picking?
Yeah, that's those ladies picking that cotton. I sure do like that. It's always been one of my favorite pictures. I've had this one since, let's see, I thought I had a date on it, but it's probably, I guess about 8 or 9 years ago I got that one from.
Cotton picking. I had a cotton picking for Dr. Woods a long time. I don't know if she got it in there. She got all of my pictures shining off.
Mm-hmm. She's got some good ones then, you know, some of those early ones. Early ones. All those ladies got red hats.
I put red hat on all of them.
Do you ever put any other color hats on, ladies?
No, but I could, you know. Yeah. I just had to know.
I thought every time I've ever seen a cotton picking, the ladies always have on red hats.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if that was any special reason.
No, they just... You can put blue hats, you can put a white hat.
Mm-hmm.
You sure got a big sack of cotton.
Sure, big
sack. At the time, I used to pull sacks like that.
Now this white straps going are over their shoulders, around the heads, aren't they? And what's this kind of red thing on
the cotton? That's so they'll know how to put the hand in.
That's the opening in the cotton sack. Mm-hmm. So they know where to put the hand in. If those sacks were full, would they be too heavy to pull? If they were that full?
They'd be that full when you get to the end of the row.
About how many pounds of cotton would
that'd
be?
That'd be 100 pounds.
That'd be 100 pounds in the sack.
It was 50. No less than 50.
Mm-hmm. That'd get to be mighty heavy dragging that thing.
Just put it in. But when you done got used to it, it doesn't matter. You pull it to the end of the row and they weigh it right there and then they empty it.
Now all those ladies look like they're young, except
some of them.
Except that one right there's got gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's older.
Yeah, the old one pick cotton and the young one pick cotton. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's nice. Oh, and I like your colors.
Yeah.
That's a pretty color. Pretty color. Here's the other one.
That's the angel.
That's the angel. It's got lots of angels flying around there.
I wish I was going to make me an angel and hang up in the house, and I ain't never done it.
Well, why don't you?
I said I was going to do it, but I ain't done it yet. I don't know what I'm waiting on. But if nothing happened, I'm sure it.
Why do some of those, why do these two angels have on red?
Well, I call them the devil.
Uh-huh. You think that's the devil?
That's what I said.
You think the devils fly around with the angels?
I guess you fly around and try to gain their soul.
Uh-huh. Gonna try to take them to hell,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And those are little bitty angels.
Yeah, some little ones.
You think those are children?
Yeah.
Those are children that died young, you think?
Yeah, they got a lot of them died young.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of children died young.
And those are their wings?
Mm-hmm.
They got on long white dresses, is that what that is?
Yes.
Robes?
Their robes.
Mm-hmm. And the hair is
flying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When they're flying in the air, well, the hair got to go.
Right. That's the wind.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, some of them flying mighty close to the ground.
Well, yeah.
I hope they don't fall.
They ain't gonna fall.
Oh, goodness. You think you're gonna be an angel when you die?
I hope so. I'm gonna try hard to be one. Try hard. Look like everybody ought to try to be an angel, but everybody ain't been there.
Yeah, I guess some of them going to go somewhere else, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going somewhere. They got to go somewhere. Some of them died drunk. And some of them just died all at once. And maybe they ain't been, don't be them prayed, maybe.
Put some varnish on this picture sometime. I see this little streak of it right there. See?
You gotta look hard to see it.
Mm-hmm. I sprayed it with varnish so it would take care of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't fade out.